AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. He's been out of the White House for nearly 100 days. Barack Obama is on the campus of the University of Chicago.
So, what's been going on while I've been gone?
Obama's first public appearance since leaving office is a discussion with students. The former president says he wants to help future leaders because people aren't getting involved in the political process.
As a consequence, we have some of the lowest voting rates of any advanced democracy, and low participation rates then translate into a further gap between who's governing us and what we believe.
The University of Chicago is the site of a planned Barack Obama presidential library. The two top Democrats on Capitol Hill say President Trump has the key to avoiding a government shutdown over the weekend. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Congress needs to pass a spending bill by midnight Friday, or else the government runs out of money. The president's insisting the bill include funds for his southern border wall. Democrats are refusing. The debate over wall funding's become the biggest hurdle to avoiding a shutdown. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House counterpart Nancy Pelosi say if the president backed off that demand, a deal could get done. The president's been tweeting a wall is needed to keep drugs and gang members out of the country. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Police in Dallas are responding to a possible active shooter situation at an office building in the city. There's a search going on in Southern California for a 5-year-old, Amzad Andresian Jr. The boy is missing. His father was arrested after being found passed out in a park in South Pasadena. France's political mainstream shut out of the presidency in an angry electorate united today to call on voters to back the centrist candidate in the upcoming election. Investors are happy so far with the French elections. The Dow is up 211 points. This is AP Radio News. President Trump has had a video link to the International Space Station to speak with the commander, Peggy Whitson.
How does it feel to have broken such a big and important record?
Whitson broke the American record for most time spent in space.
Well, it's actually a huge honor to break a record like this, but it's an honor for me back basically to be representing all the folks at NASA.
Peggy Whitson surpassed the record of 534 days, 2 hours, and 48 minutes. For most accumulated time in space by an American. A mom of 7 in Florida, Christine Higby, donated one of her kidneys to a co-worker, Zach Pekina, working at a Lowe's in Venice, Florida. The two have known each other for 7 years. Higby jokes that if she ever needs another kidney, she can borrow one from one of her 7 kids. Pekina has a genetic kidney disease known as Alport syndrome. Both employees have since returned to work at Lowe's. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.